ongoing communication initiated. Activate electronic soapbox.
Well, hi there, and welcome to Low Noise Radio, the third test cast. My name is MC Low Key, and I have a music collection that's bigger than all outdoors. I've got tunes of every genre and all eras, from cheesy pop to smart jazz, piano sonatas and rock operas, contemporary, classic, or the incredibly obscure. If it's interesting to me, it has a home on Low Noise, and I want to share that music with you. By way of lowart.org, and these, the Low Noise Radio Audio Streams. On this particular digital vehicle, you'll hear a small taste of the possible tunes. In the next hour, you'll hear Leonard Cohen, Arto Lindsay, and local heroes Parlor Steps. Turn up your digital player of choice. We're going to start off with a song I listened to over and over again in 1987. It was a time much like now, except with fewer computers and goofier haircuts. This is the Talking Heads, Cross-Eyed and Painless.
I never think it seemed to me. watching this talk show the other day, and on it there was this guy, and he was saying, when you let other people tell you what's right, when you leave your instinct and your own truth behind, that's a virus of the mind. That's a virus of the mind. Well, I guess it's kind of like losing your sight. For a second you feel that they might be right, and it feeds the doubts that you have inside, and almost starts to feel like a crime to follow your own rhythm and rhyme. Last night, a lot of people I hadn't seen in a long, long time, and they wanted to know about my life, but making me feel like it wasn't quite right, like, where's your kids and where's your car? I said, I don't have either, but I have a guitar, and I ended up feeling like I was a freak, so I found some wine and something to eat, and I talked to the dog to pass the time. I told myself I'm doing just fine, it's just a virus of the mind, it's just a virus of the mind.
Oh, Heather Nova with her Virus of the Mind. We've come a long way from Laurie Anderson and language being a virus, haven't we? Oh, before that, one of those strange guys who sits alone and plays with his computer named Self. I knew what I know now. And of course, I started that set with Talking Heads. Alienation has never gone out of style. Now, what is that aforementioned virus of the mind? A hardy, pernicious, recurring virus, amazingly well adapted for preying on humans? Well, I'll tell ya, but let me do it in song. Leonard Cohen, he knows about the virus. He suffered from it for a while. Lenny, take it away.
Because of a few songs, we're of their mystery. Women have been exceptionally kind to my old age. They make a secret place in their busy lives, and they take me there. They become naked in their different ways, and they say, "Look at me, Leonard. Look at me one last time." Then they bend over the bed and cover me up like a baby that is shivering. Like a baby.
Like a baby.
Because of a few songs wherein I spoke of their mystery. Secret place in their busy lives, and they take me there. They become naked in their different ways, and they say, "Look at me, Leonard. Look at me, Leonard. Look at me, one."
To do this. It better be great. My mind. It's who I am.
Better be great. Ow.
An emotional idiot, so get away from me. I mean, come here. Wait, no, that's too close. Give me some space. It's a big country. There's plenty of room. Don't sit so close to me. Hey, where are you? I haven't seen you in days. What, are you having an affair? Who is she? Come on. Aren't I enough for you? God, you're so cold. I never know what you're thinking. You're not very affectionate. I mean, you're clinging to me. Don't touch me. What am I, your fucking cat? Don't rub me like that. Don't you have anything better to do than sit there fawning over me? Don't you have any interests, hobbies, sailing, fly fishing, archaeology? There's an archaeology expedition leaving tomorrow. Why don't you go? I'll loan you the money. My money is your money. My life is yours. My soul is yours. Without you, I'm nothing. Move in with me. We'll get a studio apartment together, save on rent. Well, wait, I mean, maybe a one-bedroom so we don't get in each other's hair or anything. Or actually, maybe a two-bedroom. I'll have my own bedroom. It's nothing personal. I just need to be alone sometimes. You do understand, don't you? Hey, why are you acting distant? Where are you going? Was it something I said? What? What did I do? I'm an emotional idiot, so get away from me. I mean, marry me!
Well, I went to the doctor. I said, I'm feeling kind of rough. Let me break it to you, son. Your shit's fucked up. I said, my shit's fucked up. Well, I don't see how. He said, the shit that used to work won't work now. Shucks, oh well. Now it's all fucked up. It's shot to hell. Yeah, yeah, my shit's fucked up. It has to happen to the best of us. The rich folks suffer like the rest of us. It'll happen to you.
You're a retard dummy, a retarded dummy, and you suck out of luck, you're no playboy bunny. So you laugh, it's a gas, they're right on the money, they're just being funny, hysterically funny. Yeah, I'm stupid, it's true, now can we be chummy? Maybe. But then it hits you, then it kicks you, then you realize you're not unique. And you ignore it, you implore it, just to let you turn the other cheek. All I want is inner peace. Graduate, but too late. College will just hurt you. Soon they'll all desert you. Get your just desserts, you. All essays, MLA, format, they'll convert you. Could they? So you try, it's like pie. Just get more alert, you. They'll not try to hurt you. Only you can hurt you. So you say, so you play. They would not subvert you, would they? But then it hits you, then it kicks you. Then you realize you're not unique. Just to let you get on through the week. Don't wanna think about the new armed forces. Don't wanna sing about no carriage horses. I don't need this, I don't see this. All I want is inner peace.
end, it's the end. I guess I'm all grown now. Aha, I'm at home now. Fool, you're never home now. Even this laugh will pass. Go answer your phone now, you'll see. See, I told you, you're old. Now you're all alone now. Look by how I've grown now. Ain't you proud I'm grown now? Look, this head is all dead. See how much you've done now, you pussy. But then it hits you, then it kicks you, then you realize you're not unique. You ignore it, you implore it, just to let you find the arm you seek. Don't wanna think about the fall election. Don't wanna sing about no vivisection. I don't need this, I don't see this, all I want is inner peace. Inner peace. Inner peace.
There's a scarce commodity, eh? Still, it's the only cure for that pernicious virus. That was Nellie McKay, singing about her inner peace. That was a nice little set of music there, eh? A little bit of speaking, too. Let's count backwards down through it. Nellie McKay. Before Nellie McKay, we had Warren Zevon. Dead, but still trenchant. My shit's fucked up. Before that, Maggie Estep with I'm an Emotional Idiot. Hey, I've been there, I'm sure you have too. And the Ardo Lindsay Trio, Be Great, and started it off with Canadian sex symbol in his 70s, Leonard Cohen. I don't know, I like it. Not for everyone, is it? But that whole set made me think about the rampant emotionalism, which is, you know, kind of the tenor of our times. Which in turn makes me think about Amsterdam. Amsterdam? Yeah, Amsterdam. See, I recently visited that wonderful city, and I may have lost a girlfriend in the trip, but I gained freedom and tolerance, which is what Amsterdam is historically about. Now, what better way to illustrate that freedom and tolerance than... Oh, hey, let's bring in some Hollywood celebrities! Boys... I think this is Travolta and Jackson. Gentlemen?
Okay, so tell me again about the hash bar.
Okay, what you want to know?
Hash is legal there, right?
Yeah, it's legal, but it ain't 100% legal. I mean, you just can't walk into a restaurant, roll the joint, and start puffing away. I mean, they want you to smoke in your home or certain designated places.
And those are hash bars.
Yeah, it breaks down like this, okay. It's legal to buy it, it's legal to own it, and if you're the proprietor of a hash bar, it's legal to sell it. It's legal to carry it, but that doesn't matter, because get a load of this, all right. If you get stopped by a cop in Amsterdam, it's illegal for them to search you. I mean, that's the right that cops in Amsterdam don't have.
Oh, man, I'm going. That's all it is to it. I'm fucking going.
No, baby, you dig it the most. But you know what the funniest thing about Europe is?
What?
It's the little differences. I mean, they got the same shit over there that they got here, but it's just there. It's a little different.
Example.
All right, well, you can walk into a movie theater in Amsterdam and buy a beer. And I don't mean just like an old paper cup. I'm talking about a glass of beer. And in Paris, you can buy a beer in McDonald's. And you know what they call a quarter pounder with cheese in Paris?
They don't call it a quarter pounder with cheese?
Oh, man, they got the metric system. They wouldn't know what the fuck a quarter pounder is.
And what do they call it?
They call it Royale with cheese.
Royale with cheese.
That's right.
What do they call a Big Mac?
Well, Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Le Big Mac. What do they call a Whopper?
I don't know. I didn't go on a Burger King. You know what they put on French fries in Holland instead of ketchup?
What?
The citizens are caught up in the chase. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
Taking up a torch and burn down a building. I seen the proprietor damn near kill him. Later had dental work to get the tooth filled in. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
Cheeky ain't political, but I go nuts. Cheeky likes the loot, but I ain't got the guts. He says, fight for what's right, or else you are a putz. Hey, hey, civil disobedience, all right. thinks militant girls are hot. If they're pro-choice, they might do it a lot. I can't vouch for him, but he's the best I got. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
Both me and Jakey got a problem with authority, especially authority that didn't win by majority. Got the anonymous, our guess is a minority. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
Jakey likes to run around throwing rocks and trash. Stripping the police cars, selling parts for cash. Popping the trunk to see if they got a stash. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
All right. All right.
To run around with a picket sign. Sometimes jail time, avoiding ticket fines. One thing he can't abide is licking their behinds. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
We beat the opposition when we stole the riot gear. We captured our positions and then we made it clear. We'll do a lot of damage and we'll cause a lot of fear. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
We'd like to take the stimulants and focus then acute. You never could tell when the cops will snap and shoot. Never on my gravestone, he snoozed his ass's mood. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
All right.
Makes them sticky. You gotta beg and beg to get your dick a licky. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
Me and Jakey like dodging the gun. Me and Jakey like to hit and run. We did some politicians, but it's all good fun. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
We got into politics to char and pillage. Maybe we'll come visit in your bar or village. After our plunder, time for serious chillage. Hey, hey, civil disobedience.
All right.
Take you now on wings of song, as it were, and try and help you forget, perhaps for a while, your drab, wretched lives. Here's a song all about springtime in general, and in particular about one of the many delightful pastimes that the coming of spring affords us all. Is here, a suffering is here. Life is skittles and life is beer. I think the loveliest time of the year is the spring. I do, don't you? Of course you do. But there's one thing that makes spring complete for me and makes every Sunday a treat for me. All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. La 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 la. We've gained notoriety and caused much anxiety in the Audubon Society with our games. They call it impiety and lack of propriety and quite a variety of unpleasant names. But it's not against any religion to want to dispose of a pigeon. So if someday you're free, why don't you come with me and we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park. We'll murder them all amid laughter and merriment, except for the few we take home to experiment. My pulse will be quickening with each drop of strychnine we feed to a pigeon. It just takes a smidgen to poison a pigeon in the park.
Tom Lehrer, mathematician, satirist, and piano player, singing about a marvelous spring hobby, poisoning pigeons in the park. Antisocial behavior, you say? Far from it. They're rats with wings. We have a civic duty to keep the numbers down on the vermin. Now, right now, there's a population explosion going on. Believe me, I know. Pigeons have found a way into the roof of my apartment building, and there's a breeding frenzy going on. This is the second year they've been up there, too. There are enough pigeons up there to form their own breakaway municipality. The building maintenance squad, so-called, isn't really doing anything about it for me. Hell, they don't really do much of anything. Why bother, right? This building is just an investment waiting to happen. A dump waiting to be knocked down. The walls are askew, the plumbing's shot, and best of all, there's an underground river eating away at the foundations. It's just a matter of time. But speaking of local underground currents, how about the music that springs up from these conditions? That's what this next set is all about. Local music that's bursting into view. Nice segue, eh? First up, we do have local heroes, the Parlor Steps, with a song that's available on their website, parlorsteps.com, The Thieves of Memory. But I'm going to play it for you anyway. You can go there on your own time, okay? Okay. Low Noise Radio. Yeah.
Got a hold of us. Yeah, this clock's got a hold of us. Yeah, let me lighten the weight you're lifting. Now who?
are two mariners, our ship's sole survivors in this belly of a whale. Its ribs are ceiling beams, its guts are carpeting. I guess we have some time to kill. You may not remember me, I was a child of three, and you a lad of 18. But I remember you, and I will relate to you how our histories interweave. At the time you behind. And then the magistrate reclaimed our small estate, and my poor mother lost her mind. Then one day in spring, my dear sweet mother died. But before she did, I took her hand as she dying cried. Oh. It took me 15 years to swallow all my tears among the urchins in the street. Until a priory took pity and hired me to keep their vestry nice and neat. But never once in the employ of these holy men did I ever once turn my mind from the thought of revenge. Oh. One night I overheard the prior exchanging words with a penitent whaler from the sea. The captain of his ship, who matched you toe to tip, was known for one cruelty. The following day, I shipped to sea with the privateer. And in the whistle of the wind, I could almost hear. Oh, oh.
Find him, find him, tie him to a pole and break his fingers. Your mother will watch over you as you avenge this wicked deed.
Thank you.
And then that fateful night, we had you in our sight. After 20 months at sea, with your starboard flank abeam, I was getting my muskets clean when came this rumbling from beneath. The ocean shook, the sky went black, and the captain quailed. And before us grew the angry joys of a giant whale. Don't know how I survived. The crew all was chewed alive. I must have slipped between his teeth. But oh, what providence, what divine intelligence, that you should survive as well as me. It gives my heart great joy to see your eyes fill with fear. It's the chaperones on jewel-encrusted rungs. They called us unprofessional. Deep down they knew all that we were the sad lover. People say they just didn't want it enough. Yeah, the people say they just didn't.
We're brother.
That was Local Heroes Destroyer in a nearly local set. I might have cheated a little bit there with the Decemberists, but they live nearby in Portland. And that's part of the Pacific Basin, which is local enough for me. We won't let any darn geopolitical borders get in the way. Where am I casting from, you might ask? What's local? After all, there is no geography in cyberspace. Blowart.org is my domain, not my locality. Well, my name is MC Lowkey, and you've been listening to Low Noise Radio, coming out of Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, North America, Terra, Soul System, Outer Arm, Spiral, Milky Way. This is the Edge of the Universe, and thanks for listening. Check back at lowart.org for more casting. Cheers. Oh, now I've lost track of how much time's gone by, and I do feel this urge to stick to radio format, which means I think I'm a few minutes short of my hour. So I'm going to stick with the local stuff, and I'm going to give you a little song that was kind of a local international problem a few years back. Bear parts. People were poaching bears and selling their gallbladders. It's not a problem anymore since the bears have moved into West Van where the rich people live and they're eating their garbage, and now everyone just wants to kill them. Whew! Yes siree! Low Noise Radio. Not afraid to take a stand here. This is The Molestics. Thank you and good luck.
Private parts and give you a fresh start. Come look at my shopping cart. Really, man, I'm all heart. When you break into Tarts, steal the club from them. The car alarm flushes the bears from the woods, and then they collapse in a drunken heap. The city garbage has sapped the strength, but it doesn't mean their bladder's short. Bear parts down here in the Walmart. Gotta use your bank card. I'll wave at my shopping cart. Use the phone to bring the Greek for his comb over. Don't worry, you know it's all covered by Medicare. all those groovy bear butchers in the hip poaching scene. You connect your inner bear and all of that new age jazz. You like how it feels to change your parts around like a gym. This one's not fresh, but I'll sell you the best. This one is green like the Ivanhoe beer. But this one right here, just stuff it into your gut. I got the real McCoy right here, that Super Sigma Bear grease. Bear parts, I've been to Saskatchewan. It's becoming a boom town with all of those bears. Use the phone to bring the grease for his comb over. I got that Super Sigma in berries right over here. Don't you know it's all covered by Medicare? And maybe you can do some fancy stuff with your